Welcome back to the Made to Be podcast. Today we are doing something a little bit different. I'm actually going to be doing a replay of one of my most popular episodes. It's been about 6 months since this episode has aired, so it's highly possible that you haven't had a chance to listen to it. And so I wanted to bring it to the surface again because it truly is a great episode to go to tune into, especially when you're on this journey of finding your spark and this journey of self-discovery. So what is the episode we're going to dive into today? It is another journal prompt episode, and it's all about finding our passions. And the beautiful thing when you do journaling prompts, the beautiful thing is that they can be revisited time and time again, because as we are moving through life and as we're growing, we're changing, we're evolving, and things shift. We have new perspectives and new, you know, aha moments, right? We learn new things about ourselves. And so even if you are one of my listeners who did listen to this episode back in September, I invite you to go through these prompts once more to see if anything's changed, to see if anything new has turned up. So grab your journal, a favorite pen, find a cozy spot, get a cup of something warm, and you know, make this a really great experience. Time for you to tune into yourself and to see what you uncover. So without further ado, let's go ahead and revisit these journal prompts. Let's rediscover the things that we are passionate about. So are you ready? Let's go ahead and dive right in. Hey mama, welcome to the Made to Be podcast, where you'll learn to let go of the shame, the stories, the shoulds, keeping you boxed in and unfulfilled, and trade it for a life where you lean into what lights you up, reclaim your confidence, and step into the life that you were made to live. I'm your host, Mary Smith, Mama 4 and Certified Life Coach, and I believe that God has big plans for the gifts, talents, and dreams that He's given you. I'm here to help you bring them to the surface so that you can do the kingdom work you were chosen for. So if you're ready to say yes to your calling and reject the lie that you have to choose between raising a family or pursuing your God-given passions, you're in the right place. So grab your coffee, a pile of laundry, and tune in, because mama, it's time to become who you're made to be. All right, so we are talking about finding our passions, and I don't know about you, but when I was on this journey of, you know, reconnecting to what my passions were and what, you know, lit me up, that always felt like such a loaded question. Like, what are you passionate about? That question, it just seems like it is filled with so much pressure. And it was really, really hard for me to answer. I didn't know what I was passionate about. But the truth is that I've come to learn on my own journey is that life leaves these little breadcrumbs, and finding what you love is easier than you think if you know what to pay attention to. And I firmly believe that our passions are deeply connected to our purpose. And that is why today we are going to dive really deep into the power of asking and answering these questions to help you, you know, get to that light bulb moment where you can get excited about following those breadcrumbs that have been there all along and leaning into what lights you up, so that you can start to do the work that God has chosen you for. Because remember, like I said, our passions are deeply connected to our purpose. And so when we can go on that path of finding what it is that we love to do, what it is that we're passionate about, I think then you are well on your way to really learning what it is that God has called you to and stepping into that. So that is what we are going to cover today. We have got 7 questions that we're going to go through. So if you haven't done it yet, go ahead and grab a pen, paper, journal, something that you can start to jot down answers to these questions to. And I want to say in this place, like at this moment in time in this episode, just to remind you that I know this journey of finding your passion, it can feel really heavy. I know that it felt heavy for me. I felt, like I said, you know, a lot of pressure around it. I felt like I had to get this answer right. And you know, the truth is, the best way to approach this is to look at this like it's an adventure. Look at this like, you know, you're doing an experiment. You're simply going on this journey of, you know, finding out what it is you love to do and being okay with having to take a few detours if needed. You know, you may not find what it is you love to do right away, and that is okay. For me, I have been on this journey for so long. I didn't find out what I loved to do right off the bat. And a lot of that was because I had a lot of trouble trusting myself and trusting God. I was constantly looking outside of myself to seek those answers on what it is that I should be passionate about. And honestly, that has been a huge part of my story and what has brought me here today. And I've learned a lot through that process. And I fully believe that God took me through that process for a reason. And to be honest, I feel like a lot of that was kind of, you know, to make those mistakes, to learn what not to do when it comes to stepping into your calling, and to honestly, you know, pass everything that I've learned to help you take this journey for yourself, to help you stop worrying about what other people are doing, to stop comparing yourself, to stop comparing your gifts, to stop comparing your interests, to stop comparing what you love, what you're passionate about, to stop comparing the dreams you have for your life to what everyone else is doing, and to focus in on them because they're given to you for a reason. And so, you know, now would be a good time to mention that if that is something that is on your heart, that is my jam. That is what I love to do. I love talking with women like you who have dreams on their hearts, but they're just a little bit scared to, you know, go for it, or they feel like they can't go for it right now based on where they are in motherhood. So maybe that's you. You have this nudge on your heart for more. You are feeling called to more, but you're really lost and struggling with what it is that God is calling you to. You're ready to find out what that is and not only learn what it is, but also to take some action steps to walk in that calling that God has on your life. And if that is you, head to madetobecoaching.com and you can book a free 20-minute clarity call where we can talk about, you know, what your goals are, what your dreams are, and we can see whether or not working together would be a great fit. I have been through this process of trial and erroring my way to finding out what it is that I feel God is calling me to, and I have learned so much and created a very beautiful framework around intentionally going through this step-by-step process of getting quiet and listening and learning how to hear the voice of God and what it is that He's calling you to, and taking you through that process of connecting it to who He created you to be. What are your gifts, your strengths, your talents, your passion? Connecting all of that to who it is you're called to serve and what it is you're called to do in this world so that you can go out and do it with confidence. You can stop doubting yourself. You can stop living in this realm of comparison where you don't feel like what your calling is good enough or that you're qualified to do it. Because I promise you, if it is something that God has called you to, He will equip you for it. So if that is something that is calling to you, go ahead and go to madetobecoaching.com. Book that free 20-minute clarity call, and we will see if working together would be an aligned and right fit for you today. We're going to get into this section where we're going to go over these 7 questions. You can go through these questions all in one day. You can take one, just take it to a journaling session, or like you could literally just do this right now if you're sitting down in a chair, and you can pause me after each question and just brainstorm some answers. Literally everything that comes to mind, do not edit. Don't do anything like that. Just let your writing flow as it will and just let it be as it's going to be, and you're going to do just fine. So let's move on to question 1. That is, what are you curious about? Exploring the topics that pique your curiosity can really lead to incredible discoveries about yourself and what you love to do. So just take some time and brainstorm literally anything that you think is mildly interesting. It could be anything from starting a blog or learning how to knit or writing a poem. You could write down things like places in the world that you think would be fun to see, or a new diet or new recipes that you think would be fun to try. Just literally write everything down. What are you curious about? 2, what are you obsessed with? So, you know, this could be something like Do you enjoy putting together outfits that are like elevated but French inspired? Do you like, you know, trying new makeup techniques? Are you really into, you know, clean living, toxin-free living, and you love to detoxify your home, detoxify your skincare, beauty products, all the things? Do you like to find creative ways to sneak veggies into your home-cooked meals so your kids will eat them? Do you enjoy singing? Do you love going for a daily run to really get those endorphins flowing? So what are those things for you that you're obsessed with? Number three, what can you talk about for hours with a friend? So here I want you to think about those moments when you're chatting away with a friend, completely losing track of time, and think about what is you talk about. So for example, can you talk endlessly about sustainable living? Do you love talking about parenting and parenting techniques? Do you talk about fun recipes that you've been enjoying? Do you love sharing recipes, easy recipes? What topics light up your conversations? So oftentimes when you take a deeper look into those, you'll see that your passions can often emerge in these dialogues that you have with your friends. So just make sure to take some time to think about whether or not there's a topic in your conversations that seem to come up over and over again. One thing that comes up for me is my faith, but I don't talk about just faith on its own, but how faith kind of weaves into our lives, because that's such a huge part of what has shaped, you know, us into the women that we are. And so, you know, we talk about how it influences, you know, everything we do and how we raise our families. So naturally this comes up so much. And if you haven't been able to tell at this point, faith is also a huge component of what I share with you here on this podcast. And of course, if you are not a woman of faith, you are still so welcome here. My hope is that you feel that there is still a ton that you can take away from the content that you find here. But just know that, you know, it's important to me that I am showing up in my full authenticity. And that means sharing why I do the work that I do and who I am ultimately doing that for. Question number four is, what media do you consume? And when I talk about media, I'm talking about books, podcasts, shows, movies. And I think for me, it makes more sense that books and podcasts would have more relevance when it comes to finding what it is you're passionate about versus shows and movies. Because I think of shows and movies, unless, you know, you're watching, you know, TED Talks or documentaries, like those can definitely highlight something that you're interested in and passionate about. But I always think of shows and movies as, you know, we're just kind of vegging out. We're just, you know, looking for something to entertain us, you know, like a comedy, like, you know, The Office or something like that. But whereas with books and podcasts, those are things that we're kind of actively seeking to, as long as, you know, we're looking, you know, more so in the nonfiction realm, like the education space, you want to focus on more of that. Like, what kind of books are on your shelf that are education-based, things that you have learned about? What kind of podcast do you follow where you are, like I said, learning something new? Do you find yourself following a lot of parenting podcasts, intentional parenting podcasts, or are you reading a lot of books on sustainable living or homesteading or something like that? So for me, a lot of the books on my shelf are around personal development and dreaming big and, you know, faith-based books about living your faith well. And then podcasts would be, you know, in the similar vein, and, you know, podcasts on mindset or entrepreneurship-based podcasts. So what are those things for you? Just go ahead and jot those down on the list. All right, are you guys still with me? We have three more questions we can, you know, journal on and brainstorm to really start to create that light bulb moment for you on what your passion might be. So let's keep going with question number five. What makes time fly by? So for this one, I want you to think about those moments when you are so engrossed in an activity that hours seem to pass in the blink of an eye. And I'm going to be honest, like this one it may seem a bit tricky because when you're a mom, you know, sometimes we just don't have the luxury of getting lost in an activity, but I still do think that it's an important one to think about. You can also think about the times, you know, before you had kids, what was it that you really enjoyed doing? What did you get lost in? So what comes to mind for you in this? Is it like when you're writing in your journal, does time fly by for you then? Is it when you're hosting friends over for a get-together and hospitality is a huge thing for you that you just love getting people together and connected? Is it diving into scripture or prayer? Do you get lost, you know, browsing on Pinterest for home decor ideas or creating mood boards for your home? So yeah, what is that for you? What makes time fly by either now or what do you remember getting lost in before you had kids and actually had that luxury of losing yourself for hours in an activity? Number six, what are you willing to work hard to overcome challenges for? We commonly think about passion as something that we just love so much or we are just entirely obsessed with, and I think that there's this subtle nuance that is often overlooked, and that is that, you know, when you are passionate about something, you are willing to make sacrifices to engage with that passion. You're willing to say no to other things so that you can say yes to whatever it is that you're passionate about. So let's say that health and wellness and living a healthy lifestyle is something that's really important to you, and something happens in your day where you didn't get your workout in and you just had to continue in your day without doing that. And then the end of the day comes and, you know, it's time where you normally might veg out and watch a show on TV and you really enjoy doing that. But you are so passionate about taking care of yourself and your body that you're willing to say no to, you know, that time just vegging out on the couch so that you can take care of yourself, your body, and have that workout. It's because you're passionate about it, because you're willing to say no to something else that you also enjoy doing for the sake of that thing. All right, question number seven is a big one, and it's going to hopefully, you know, open some doors and allow you to kind of, you know, dream bigger, but, or consider, you know, other possibilities. So if you had all the spare time in the world and weren't concerned about other people's opinions and money wasn't an issue, what would you do? What comes to mind for that? What would you do if you had all the spare time in the world, you didn't care what anyone else thought, and money wasn't an issue? Would you go ahead and start that blog or podcast? Would you get a nutrition certification or, you know, become a pre and postnatal fitness instructor? Would you take music lessons? You know, what is it for you? What comes up for you? Just don't limit yourself here. And the cool thing about this question is it can really be a bucket list of sorts that kind of just sheds some light on what your dreams could possibly be and what might just be lurking beneath the surface. So take some time with this question. So we have a bonus question, and it is the question of what breaks your heart or ticks you off? And this is honestly so big, because if you were to notice what stirs your emotions, that is a major indicator of what you are passionate about. And let me just share a little bit about an experience that I had when I finally said yes to what it was that I was passionate about and pursuing this path and stepping into this calling. So at the time that this experience happened, I was a brand designer, and the headspace that I was in at that time was that I had spent a lot of time and money learning how to do design well, how to be a brand designer, and how to get better at that skill. And so I was at this place where I didn't really feel like it was something that I was passionate about, but I felt like I had to keep doing it because I was too far gone. Like I was already too into it, right? And I remember getting on this call with a coach, and I was talking to her about, you know, how there's this thing that I feel called to, but I don't know how to transition into this thing. And she started to kind of ask me questions about what was this thing that was passionate about that wasn't aligned with what I was doing today. And when I started talking about that, I started crying literally because it means so much to me. And, you know, that was a really valuable experience because that conversation was really a piece of the puzzle that put me on the trajectory that brought me to where I am today, still on the journey, still, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, doing what I feel like God is calling me to do. It's just that kind of experience that was just so powerful and helped me to realize what I truly cared about, what I was truly passionate about. And it also helped me to, you know, move past my fears and let go of what I was building before, let go of the thing that I wasn't truly passionate about and that I wasn't really called to. So think about that question. Like, what breaks your heart? What ticks you off? What is something like, what's an injustice that you feel so much like it just makes your, maybe it makes your blood boil or something. Think about that question and start writing it down, because honestly, that can be such a clue when it comes to finding out your passion and how it's connected with what God is calling you to. I want to go ahead and wrap up, but before I go, I do want to give you some really quick bonus tips if you are struggling with these prompts. Number one, take a deep breath. It is okay to, you know, have to take some time over these questions. It takes time to reconnect to what our passions are. And if we haven't been actively making space for them in our lives, you know, it's going to take some time to uncover that. So just trust that it's a process and trust that if you're going to spend time with these, something will come to the surface. Just trust that. Number two, you can also ask a trusted family member or a close friend or even your spouse. It's so very possible that they have insight into what seems to make you come alive. So if you're struggling, go ahead and ask someone, like, do you notice anything? Do you notice something that I am passionate about or something that I can explore further? Number three, you can take a personality test that can shed so much light and give you a clue onto what your passions may be. And you can go ahead and go back to episode 4 of the podcast. That's all about what kind of personality tests I recommend that I found really helpful in this process. And number four is to pray. You remember that you don't have to figure this out on your own, and you can take this to prayer and you can ask God to reveal to you your passions. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge. I want you to go through these questions, brainstorm them out, and then this week, I want you to choose one thing that you found on your list that seems the most exciting to you. Just pick one thing, and I want you to explore that further this week. Explore what it is that you think that you might be passionate about, because we can start this process in a journal, writing things down, and really getting that self-awareness and doing some internal reflection, but it's not until we start to take those small steps towards exploring or nurturing that passion that we can truly find out if it is indeed something we are passionate about. So choose one thing and dive into that this week. Don't make it hard. Just do something very simple, easy, even if it means just doing a little bit of extra research on your computer. It can be as small as that. I want you to choose one thing and then head to my Facebook group. It's free to join. Go to madetobecommunity.com. I want you to join and share with us this one action step that you're going to take this week so that we can cheer you on. We are all in this together. So we would love to have you there. So that is it. That is it for today. I pray that this episode has blessed and encouraged you, and I will see you next week, same place, same time. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me today. If this episode helped or encouraged you in some way, I would love it if you could leave a written review and subscribe to the show over on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me to know how this show is impacting your life, and leaving your review helps other mamas find the Made to Be podcast as well. Share this episode with a mama friend who needs to hear this message and let her know that it might bless her. And finally, head over to madetobecommunity.com to join my free Facebook community to connect with me and other mamas just like you. And also, my email inbox is always open, so if you'd like, you can shoot me a message. Just head to the show notes and you can find my email address there. praying over you, your dreams, and God's calling on your life. I'll see you in the next episode.